Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today, our practice focuses on a reflection I received from my teacher, Jack Kornfield. So I invite you to take a moment to just focus into the body. And imagine with me that there's a pitcher of water above your head. As the water pours out, it travels down and through the body, eventually pooling in the feet, and then begins to rise. Be the water. Slowly fill your body, your feet where they rest, your legs. And as the water rises, it fills the torso, allowing the spine to gently lengthen, your muscles to relax into the support of your frame. And when the water, your awareness, fills your entire body and head, begin to bring attention to the breath. No need to change it. Simply notice the breath arriving and leaving. Here, we'll practice for a few moments concentrating on the breath as it moves in and out. Mind wanders. Quietly note breathing in and breathing out. Refocusing the mind on the task at hand. This breath. And this breath. And as we settle, we can notice what comes and goes. Along with the breath, sounds come and go. Sounds close by. Sounds further away. We notice sensations in the body, emotions and thoughts as well. All come and go. To whatever extent possible, allow them all to be until they pass through. When the mind wanders, perhaps quietly note nothing to hold, nothing to cling to, simply allowing. Allowing this moment to be as it is, as the breath comes and goes, sounds, sensations, thoughts all arrive, change, and dissipate. Allow this moment and this moment to be as it is. In the reflection I received from Jack Kornfield, he wrote, "Dear ones, the world changes quietly. Not in headlines, not in debates, not through shouting, but in kitchens, in letters, in ordinary conversations, in moments that no one records. Love changes the world when someone chooses honesty instead of reaction, when someone listens instead of interrupting, when someone stays instead of disappearing. The great spiritual revolutions never looked like revolutions at first. They looked like human beings doing small things faithfully. A teacher shows up. A grandmother blesses a baby. A neighbor brings soup. Real change smells like bread, sounds like laughter, feels like forgiveness. You won't always see the impact of your kindness, but the world will feel it. Nothing that grows love is wasted. Nothing that carries compassion disappears. Nothing that meets pain with tenderness is forgotten. The universe keeps excellent records. Let these words settle in. Allow them to gently land in your body. Instead of thinking about, let impressions arise from your heart. The world changes quietly. Note what these words stir in you. Perhaps these words bring to mind simple moments where kindness was present. A conversation, a gesture, a moment of being seen. Perhaps the world wouldn't consider them newsworthy, and yet these small and ordinary things create change. How does your body respond while you remember? Love changes the world when someone chooses honesty instead of reaction. Here, you might gently reflect on where in your own life this is already happening. Without effort, without striving, remember. Love changes the world when someone chooses honesty instead of reaction. When someone listens instead of interrupting, let that land. What does being heard feel like in your body? When someone stays instead of disappearing, what does it mean to stay? To stay with yourself, with a moment, a feeling, to stay with another. Not feeling forced to, but just gently staying. You might also reflect on how such small moments have already shaped your life. You won't always see the impact of your kindness. You won't always see the impact of your kindness. Can we let go of the ego's need to be seen and simply feel the intention? Can we give a gift without a signed card? Nothing that grows love is wasted. Here I invite you to silently repeat, nothing that grows love is wasted, silently to yourself. Nothing that grows love is wasted. Let these words move through you as a soft reassurance. Nothing, nothing that grows love is wasted. Scan through your body. Sense the quiet, the steady presence here in this moment. And perhaps for a few breaths, reflect on ways in which your life already carries kindness. Already carries care in unseen ways. Rest here, following the breath. Let's finish our practice today with a few lines of metta, loving kindness. First, offer these phrases to yourself. May I be at peace and ease. May I be at peace and ease. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be well and take good care of myself. May I be well and take good care of myself. May I become freer and freer from all the ways I get stuck in life. May I become freer and freer from all the ways I get stuck in life. May I be free. May I be free. Take a few moments to just be with those phrases. And now we offer those same phrases out to the world. May all beings be at peace and ease. May all beings be at peace and ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well and take good care of themselves. May all beings be well and take good care of themselves. May all beings become freer and freer from all the ways they get stuck in life. May all beings become freer and freer from all the ways they get stuck in life. May all beings be free. May all beings be free.